This talk is offered by Ordinary Mind Zendo. Ordinary Mind was founded by Barry Magid, Dharma heir of Charlotte Joko Beck, and is dedicated to her vision of a psychologically minded Zen practice adapted to the needs of American students practicing in the context of their everyday lives. Our public programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
The poet Joanne Kiger died this week, age 82. Her name may not be all that familiar to most of you, but she was one of the original members of the San Francisco Renaissance beat poetry scene back in the 50s and the 60s. One of the only female members among a group that included Robert Duncan and Michael McClure and Jack Spicer, and then more well-known people to us like Philip Whalen and Allen Ginsberg and Gary Snyder. Joanne Kiger and Gary Snyder, in fact, were married in the early 60s, and she lived with him in Japan during the years that he was doing his Zen training there. She came back to the States and settled in San Francisco and Bolinas and became part of that local poetry scene. In most histories of the day, she probably counts as a minor figure. Yet as a minor figure myself, I feel attention should be paid. Looking back through her poems, trying to pick one to read to you today, turns out that I think one of her best perhaps tellingly is about one of her more famous male friends, Philip Whalen. It's called Philip Whalen's Hat. I woke up about 2:30 this morning and thought about Philip's hat. It's bright lemon yellow with a little brim all the way around, and a lime green hat band printed with tropical plants. It sits on top of his shaved head. It upstages everything and everybody. He bought it at Walgreens himself. I mean, fortunately, it wasn't a gift from an admirer. Otherwise, he is dressed in soft blues, and in his hands, a long wooden string of Buddhist rosary beads, which he keeps moving. I ask him which mantra is he doing, but he tells me in Zen, you don't have to bother with any of that. You can just play with the beads.